Why the Weasel is White, an Indian Old Man's Story by Frank Bird Lindemann. Tonight I will tell you why the weasel is white in winter, said War Eagle. Put two sticks on the fire, Muskrat, and listen. The day was dark and gloomy in the forest. Rain had been falling steadily since the sun had gone to his lodge in the west the day before. All the forest people were camped under big spruce trees where the ground is always dry. Even the winds were still and rested in their camps. Everything was wet, and the world smelled wet. The people that live in the ground, like the rabbit and the mink and the skunk, were in their lodges with their families. Even the wolves and the other great hunters were at home waiting for the sun to come to the world again. You would not think that a man would be traveling at such a time, but Old Man is seldom still. He's always looking for some kind of trouble, and one can find that in any sort of weather. It is plentiful in everywhere, like the grass. Old Man was moving about all that time, and so was Wintuku, the man-eating person. Old Man was slipping through a dark cedar swamp where the giant trees made so many shadows that the grass did not grow. Rain dripped through the boughs, and there were pools of water in the holes left by trees that had been uprooted by the winds. He was wet and cold and thinking about building a fire when he saw something moving like shadow among the trees. It was not a shadow, of course, for shadows do not live without the sun or the moon. He stopped and watched until he saw it again. It was a person, a bad person. It was Wintuku, the man-eater, and Old Man saw him creep behind a big tree. Ho! Old Man turned and ran as fast as he could, for he knew all about the man-eater. He made that person himself, you see, and knew he was wicked. He was afraid of him and ran away. Wintuku was cunning and pretended he had not seen Old Man. From behind a tree where he had stopped, he peeped and watched him run away and hide in some willows that grew near a creek that flowed through the forest. When Old Man had hidden himself, Wintuku started out in another direction, making believe that he'd not seen Old Man hide. But when he got far enough to fool him, he turned and began to travel in a circle until he came to the willows. He walked softly. He knew just where to look. Old Man, believing that Wintuku had not seen him, was just crawling from his hiding place when, swow, the man-eater grabbed him by the hair. I've got you, I've got you, you. How, my brother, cried Old Man. I'm glad to see you. I've been looking for you all day. Ho, said Wintuku. There's no brother of yours here. So you've been looking for me all day, have you, liar, fork-tongued cheat? Why did you run out of the cedar swamp when you saw me? Tell me that. I saw the bear, and I didn't want him to know I was there, lied Old Man. I didn't see you, Wintuku. I didn't even know you were in the country. Let go of my hair. You're hurting me. You didn't see me, laughed Wintuku. But you saw the bear. Well, I was there, and I didn't see the bear, but I saw you, and now you see me, don't you? Say, don't you see me now? Yes, sir, I see you now, said Old Man. Of course I see you now. Well, that is good, because you will never see me again. I'm going to roast and eat you. I am hungry. Everything hides when it rains so long. Old Man began to cry. Do not eat me, Wintuku. Do not kill the man that made you. Yes, you made me, said Wintuku, and you told me what to do, and I've always done that. Go now and find dry wood under the spruce trees. Gather a lot of it and pile it up. I want to build a roasting fire to cook you. Don't you try to run away from me. If you do, I will make you hurt longer. Remember that. Old Man knew he could not run away from Wintuku. He had made the man-eater himself and knew that he could not beat him running. So he began to gather the wood, begging for his life as he worked. This wood is all wet. It won't burn, Wintuku. Let me go away. Oh, let me go, Wintuku. Hurry with that wood. You made me and told me how to live, said the man-eater. Hurry, or I'll kill. I'll hurry, Wintuku. I'll hurry. Do not kill me until I get the wood, begged Old Man. He worked slowly, whining over every stick, but at last he'd gathered a pile of dry sticks. That's enough, said Wintuku. Now go and cut a long, strong roasting stick. Get a good one that will hold you and not let you drop into the fire. Wintuku began to build the fire, and Old Man watched him until he saw the blaze creep up through the smaller sticks. Then he began to look for the long, strong roasting stick. He examined many that were good ones, but he pretended they would not do. He was stealing time, that's what he was doing. He was looking for someone to help him, and he kept calling for helpers in a low voice as he walked about the bushes. Wintuku's fire had burned up grandly, and he sat beside it, warming his hands. The blaze made him sleepy. His eyelids drooped, opened, drooped again, and he was asleep by his fire. Old Man saw that the man-eater was asleep, but he dared not try to run away. When he thought of running, his knees grew weak with fright. He kept pretending to look for the roasting stick and calling for helpers. Just as he leaned over a bush to reach for a stick, a weasel that had come out of his lodge to see how the weather was spoke to him. "How, old man," said the weasel, "what are you looking for? Why don't you stay in your lodge when it rains?" "Oh, my little brother," cried old man. "Oh, brother, I am in trouble. If you will help me, I will do you a favor. I've made the other people handsome, and I will do the same for you if you will help me. I'll make you change your robe with the seasons. Make each robe to look like the country you live in." "What's the matter?" asked the weasel. "Look over there by that fire. That is Wintuku, the man-eater. He's going to roast and eat me. I'm looking for a roasting stick for him. I'm afraid to run away. He's swifter than I am. I know that, for I made that person myself." "I will see what I can do," said the weasel. "You stand still. Do not make a noise. Do not call for helpers, but wait until I return." The weasel moves quickly and quietly, you know, and he went close to Wintuku at the fire. The man-eater was fast asleep. His mouth was opened, and his snoring shook the ground. Each breath that came from the huge body stirred the fur upon the weasel's back as the wind moves the grass upon the ground. But the weasel is brave. He smiled and stepped backward to get a good start, that he might pass Wintuku's teeth before he waked. Then, swoop! He ran down the great throat of that wicked person. Yes, and when once inside, there was nothing that could stop his work, nothing at all. The weasel is a great warrior and knows where to strike. He ate Wintuku's heart, and of course the man-eater died. When the weasel came out, he said to Old Man, "Well, that person is dead. Now do as you promised. Do something for me." "Ho, brave warrior," said Old Man, "I will do as I promised." Then he sang, "O weasel, my brother, great warrior, you shall have but few enemies. Even those shall not see you. Swift as the shadows I've made you, fat shall always be upon your body. You have saved me from Wintuku." When he'd finished singing, he said, "I give you a white robe for use when the snows come. No snow shall be whiter than you are, but the tip of your tail shall be black to mark you from the other things that are white in winter. I also give you a yellowish-brown robe to wear in the summertime. In this robe you will look like the dead trees and logs that lie upon the ground. You will always be hard to see in any season. This will be good for you and bad for your enemies. That is why the weasel is brown in summer and white in the wintertime. Ho!